saying that you must take care of the director to cause some disturbance. Huh?
Yes.
So, I think the director themselves should form a small committee and define what they will do instead of forcing something. Because in these days, nobody can follow strictly all the picture in the past.
I don't think that we formulated anything for them to do.
Mm-hmm.
Any of our resolutions, it doesn't say anything about what they should do. It simply says how our society should be run, our temple. It doesn't say anything about how the Grihastha should
be run. Okay. Yes.
Well, last evening we were saying that sex life according to the regulative principles means sex life only when the guru tells the Grihastha to have sex life. And what I said last night is that if that is the case, then there will be no more Grihasthas in the society. They will not become Grihasthas.
So that point, they can discuss amongst themselves, but that doesn't have anything to do with our resolution.
Right?
No, this is the idea. In other words, our resolutions are on another point, that as far as when they have sex life or when they don't, that is, they should have a committee and they can decide that. But what resolutions we passed had nothing to do with that. Our resolutions had to do with if someone is not to be supported by the movement, things like this. Those things are a different matter. The actual way that Grihastha should live, that is there. They should decide that by committee.
Then we also do a proposition that before they enter the Grihastha Ashram, they should have a means of supporting themselves besides the living off the society.
That was said.
They would be serious before.
Those things, the GBC made a resolution.
The resolutions that we made were wrong in that regard.
Huh?
The resolutions that we made were wrong. Prabhupada rectified us.
Where did it go?
We made a resolution that if a householder gets married, then he has to take care of his wife for the rest of his life till he takes sannyas.
Prabhupada corrected
that. Yeah, so that resolution was wrong. And also the resolution about the women and the children coming to the temple, not accepting them, that was also wrong.
Now what's the point? So now they recognize. Now what is the point?
I'm just saying that we should have a more practical understanding of this, of our attitude towards the whole situation.
That's why Prabhupada corrected.
I think it may be part of the time to make a small committee of three or four directors and you define how you do.
But what about their relationship with the society? This point was, I don't understand why that is being avoided. In other words, how they should live, that they should have a committee for. But the fact that the society cannot support them, that is not for them to decide. That is for the GDP to decide. That is their point.
The idea about support, that's true.
Mm-hmm. As far as their living conditions go, that's a matter for them.
Yeah,
I do. Okay, all right, and there's no disagreement. As long as we should not sustain on all of our messages.
Mm.
Oh, very cool.
See, the problem is so much that it comes to a point where it means the person not in Krishna consciousness or in Krishna consciousness. I think Paul would rather support them and let them be Krishna consciousness. Okay. That's why you have to see whether they stay in the society.
Yeah, I guess that's the
and this family is going to be killed.
Did it be arriving today with the devotees? Hold up.
Who are these men?
Maybe Pandal were.
All right. I start coming in this day. All right. we are communists, we are capitalists, we are socialists, and we are non-violent, we are silent.
Buddhism.
Huh?
Buddhism?
Yes. Not dualism, how many is in Buddhism? It is called action. Everyone is divided up the earth. So we shall not bring that attitude to God. That is me.
Envy. They're all envy.
That should not. That unity is possible. Only when Harinam is there, constant. Otherwise, it will be action. What do you call action?
What about the distinction between the enjoying spirits and the renouncing spirits? For example, there's, as we've been discussing, between the brahmacharis and the grihasthas. The brahmacharis have this tendency, at least this is the attitude, towards renunciation. And so far we can see a brahmachari who gives up his brahmachari life means he's more inclined towards the enjoying spirit, at least to some extent. So how do we deal with this situation?
Okay, if you want to, you can stop it.
We cannot support it. We cannot support his enjoyment. That's what he should take on his own self.
We are having to different position and attitude before Asamaga. Brahmachari, Vyasta, Manaprasta, Sannas. This means that everyone is not on the equal platform. Dipatta. But the whole idea is how to give up the propensity of anger. That is one.
We find in the Srimad Bhagavatam that Sugadeva Goswami would approach the householders in the morning just so long as to give them a little bit of spiritual knowledge, and he would accept the offering of some milk. So the sannyasis and renunciates generally, they wouldn't very much relish the association of householders because of this enjoying spirit and the association that it entails. So we're finding also within our society that those who are inclined towards remaining celibate, they're finding the association of persons even within our movements who have this enjoying spirit to be somewhat detrimental to their own spiritual life.
Unless there is association, then they will never become purified.
Oh, but this is basically the problem.
No, it's not the problem. Because everyone comes together in a temple for kirtan, for lectures, for prasadam. These things are common activities. There's no question that we should not have common activities between all these ashrams. These are the common, but for living, there must be separate arrangements.
Now, even in the temple, you are complaining. My husband and wife are talking.
That's living. That is living. That is not, they're not talking Srimad Bhagavatam.
That is our Indian people.
They are not prepared
house for all that. separate house for teachers, separate house for friends.
Very nice compound.
In Calcutta, we have seen our big Malik Harry. Separate.
One Brahmin village, Sarmapur, I went through, they all looked like that. They had 5 houses in a compound.
Hmm. Hey. So, a man's house, nobody can go. Bahir Bahir, Vitor Bahir. Bahir Bahir, Bahir, you can understand Bengali.
Bahir outside, isn't it?
Yeah. Bahir Bahir, Vitor Bahir. Then Puja Bahir. Ranna Bahir. Not that within the apartment or what.
Mm.
This is European element.
Bari?
Bari means house. In Gujarat they say wadi. Wadi.
What
is the same thing, Bari? Maharashtra also.
About attraction and aversion.
Hmm?
There's a point about attraction and aversion. So there's a complaint that sometimes there's too much aversion on the part of the dramaturg. But isn't that not quality to a point the dramaturg should have a healthy contempt for sense gratification?
I don't know.
He's saying that sometimes the dramaturgs, even the sannyasis, they may have a very strong aversion towards association with women and or household or life, things of this nature. And sometimes the grihastas will criticize the sannyasis and brahmacharis that this is fanaticism, or it's to the other end, it's just as bad as the enjoying spirit because you're meditating on the same thing, but only you're averse to it. So what is the, Bhagavad Gita's question is, what is the condition? Is it better to be neutral or to be averse?
These are all fanaticism. Real unity is in advancing to something. Hello, Nasiva, Nasiva, I believe you, we cannot strictly follow. Neither I can strictly follow. If I criticize you, if you criticize me, then we go far away from our real life.
So is it correct to say that if we're not Krishna conscious, then if it's not the Grihastha problem, it will be some other problem?
Yes.
We'll find something or another to absorb our time with besides Krishna.
We should always remember that either Grihastha or Brahmachari or Sannyas, nobody can strictly follow all the rules and regulations. The Kali Yuga, it is not possible. If I find simply fault with you, and if you find fault with me, then it will be factional, and our real business will be hampered. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended us that Hari Ram, chanting Hare Krishna mantra, should be very vividly performed, which is common for everyone, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, from last week. This is all this done. Hare Krishna mantra. Then everything will adjust. Otherwise, it is impossible to advance. We shall be complicated. We will detail some. This is called Niyamagra. I think I have explained.
Next instruction.
Niyamagraha is not good. Niyam means regulative principle. And Niyam agraha is Niyamagraha. Agraha means not to accept. And Niyam Agraha. Agraha means only eager to follow the regulative principles, but no advancement spiritually. Both of them are called Niyam Agraha. So, the basic principle is that Niyam Agraha is not recommended. Really, he may say that if he advanced in Krishna consciousness and simple method, chanting 24 hours, Kirtana Sadhana, then things will automatically you cannot find in Kali Yuga. Everything is being done very correctly to be fine. Very, very difficult. Just like our poet Aaron Jinder. He was always accusing me. I mean, you are very conservative and strict. Actually, I told him I am never strict. And I am conservative. If I become conservative, then I cannot leave here for a moment. So, I am not at all conservative. I was cooking, and I saw in the refrigerator Yargan,
what is it? Yes, Jurgen.
Huh?
That boy was staying
with him. I saw he kept some pieces of meat for his cats. So, still I kept my things in that refrigerator. Okay? I had no place for this. Is it a little earlier? Quarter to six. Class beginning, quarter to six. Because the sun is rising up.
Getting warm.
Okay. The food stuff is supplied very nice.
Now it's vendors.
Yeah. So this should be maintained. Right. Thank you.
Sufficient, ample, very tasteful.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lal. It's very much a pleasure to cook with the devotees. Because when Garden Muni was in Calcutta for over nearly 2 years, he was the chief cook there. So he knows just how to not
so he cannot give an equal good cook.
Yep.
Well, maybe he will be kept here.
He's staying.
I think personally, he's just going on the buses. Are we moving, huh?
I hear this.
We were gonna bring from New York.
Next year. Is it very expensive?
No.
Yeah, the computer.
You need my computer to run.
Oh.
Yeah, it's very expensive. Actually, the electricity would be very expensive. The bill would be paid by my phone.
Very expensive. Don't do it.
Plus, the escalator is also expensive. If we're going to worry about expense, then I think we should wait until we get that big building, the temple. Because then if you put it up there, it's going to be seen in Calcutta, even in Calcutta. Right, this is not very high.
Ignorance. No, those who are in class,
yes.
They can be strong. Jnana vidyana mastitvam. So, Brahma Svastha Adhihara Shandhati. Buddha Parishadja Atam Kaadhi. This is the end game. But, Sakarmana Atam. Everyone should be in this. And the silent part. That is perfect.
Abhyas etka samarthoti mat karma paramo bhava.
Ha, mat karma paramo. We have got sadhu for everyone. Sab koi likhne padhne ke liye yogya nahi hai. We go after the modern civilization. Everyone is sent for academic education. That is mistake. What's the time?
किंतु बालक होने के कारण थोड़ा बुद्धि में कमजोरी
हाँ
वो अपने जीवन को समझने के बाद क्या किधर ले जाएं
तो मशीन